New Yorkers throw things away too easily. Sitting on the soccer field on 52nd Street and 11th Avenue, I'm painting patterns on a small wooden stool I snag from the block my mom and I live on, a few avenues east of here, and the turf makes the underside of my thighs feel prickly. I'm wiping sweat from my forehead every few seconds so it doesn't drip onto the wet paint. My favorite oversized yellow sunflower print dress is potentially ruined, with multiple smears of blue paint now dotting the hem. Boo! Sophia pushes me lightly on the shoulders, causing me to almost knock my stool over. I grip my stool in surprise. Soph! You can't scare someone who's already so nervous! You'll live. Here, my best friend says, handing me a slice of pizza half falling off a paper plate. She looks especially cute today, her curly black hair tied up in massive space buns and dressed in a bright blue crop top with high-waisted white jeans. I got the goods, she says mischievously. I inhale the cheesy aroma of 99-cent express pizza and gratefully take the plate from her. Thanks, I say between bites. Soph, I'm sweating. I lift up my pizza-holding arm and fan my armpit with my free hand. You're sweating because it's the end of August, she replies. Cool stool. Another street find? I ignore her question because I can't stop thinking about what we're about to do. Are you sure this is a good idea? What if we get caught? Can you go to jail for this? The thought of my mom bailing me out raises goosebumps on my skin despite the beating sun. We have perfect records both in school and, well, criminally, as in zero offenses, and I'm not sure junior year is the time to taint them. Soph massages my shoulder like she's giving me a pep talk. Mel, if you walk down 10th Avenue, all you smell is weed. No one gives. It'll be fine. Trust me, she says confidently. We said we'd try to be a little bit more badass this year, right? Yeah, like a sip of alcohol, Soph, not potentially getting thrown in jail, I whisper so no undercover cops hear us. Soph raises her eyebrows at me and shrugs. If you've changed your mind, say the word and I won't force you, but mind you, it was your idea to be rebellious, she says in air quotes. I sigh and look at her for a long time. Fine, but not here. I stand up, wrestling the dry part of my stool into my tote bag. As we walk an avenue west toward 12th, I feel sweat dripping down my neck and tie my hair up in a big bun with my favorite scrunchie. We're going to be juniors. I feel sentimental just stating that. In just 2 years, we're going to be in colleges, possibly outside of New York. Although, I can't imagine living anywhere but here. I feel so old, Soph says. Oh yeah. What were you saying about your parents yesterday? On the phone, something about your dad not coming this month? You hung up so quickly. Sorry, I freaked out thinking my mom might have heard me. I shrug. Something feels off. My parents talk maybe once a month, if that, but these past 2 weeks she's been on the phone with him almost every day. And she closes her door, then comes out all tense afterward. Maybe it's all in my head, but I doubt it. I think I'm more impressed they can talk that often from opposite ends of the world. I shrug. Maybe it's strange to other people, but I've never known another living situation. My dad lives in Seoul, and while I've only been there once, he visits us in New York City exactly 3 times a year. No more, no less. To me, Korea is what I see on TV during my mom's Korean drama marathons. Boys with over-the-top romantic gestures who really need to stop grabbing girls' arms, and girls who never sweat, no matter how fast they run.